So let's, we've only got like 30 seconds left in the set. Let's play some transition tunes, I guess. So what are you going to play for like the last 30 seconds?
This is Get Paid by Luna. So yeah, everyone drink some water, get paid. This is Venus Radio. Thanks for listening. Love you.
See you next week. I work off my gravy. Burning night, I stop feeling wavy. Ain't got
time for my girls feeling lazy. CKUT's annual funding drive runs Thursday, March 18th to Sunday, March 28th. Our programmers have been working hard at home all year, and it's time to celebrate their efforts. The theme of our first ever online drive is sowing the seeds of grassroots change, and we're asking you to support independent community media. Help us reach our goal of $25,000. Go to CKUT.ca to donate today.
Sowing the seeds of change, seeds of change. Sowing the seeds of change, seeds of change. Sowing the seeds of change.
Drums, please!
Community.
Truth.
Friendship.
Education.
Resilience.
Creativity. Love.
Destigmatization.
Imagination.
I don't do drugs, only medication.
I may be down, but I'm not out.
Treat me with respect just like I treat you.
I have the power to make my life better.
No intimidation, please. Show me friendship.
No stigma, please. Show me compassion.
Tell me the truth softly. Just don't tell me lies.
There's enough room in the world for all of us.
It's a beautiful world out there.
This is Radio
Moon. Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour full of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Check out their website for more information about mental health in Canada at www.cmha.ca. Today's Thursday, October 15th, 2020. Radio Moon informs people about mental health issues, providing a voice to be heard by all of our listeners. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussions, stories, news, music, and radio dramas to present the many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and we learn the art and science of radio. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. The Forward House community believes everyone has the right to speak and the perspective is valued here. For more information about Forward House, check out forwardhouse.org. We'd love to hear your voice too. Please feel free to send us an email at forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts. This today is a very special episode of Radio Moon. We've been on a long hiatus during the pandemic when we were unable to come into the studio at CKUT and gather and record all together. We're a group of about 8 people in the Radio Moon Collective, so it's hard to socially distance with so many people. This episode is the very first episode that we are doing entirely remotely. So we've got all of our members in different locations. We've got a couple of us here at the house at Forward House in NDG. We've got people downtown in St. Henry, even up in the Laurentians. We're doing this episode fully remotely for the first time. And it's definitely a learning experience for us. At the same time, it's a great joy to be back together, even virtually, and to be back on CKUT 90.3 FM. a huge, huge thanks to CKUT for setting us up with the equipment and the know-how to be able to do this. Thanks especially to Tamara and Spencer, who are very patient with us as we try to record a remote show with this many people. Thank you, CKUT. We love you. And on that note, as we all sit and record so distantly from each other, let's turn back the clock to 30 years ago when Bette Midler released this hit, the 1990 version of the song From a Distance.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, it's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man. From a distance, we
God is watching us.
Welcome back. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Radio Moon.
This just in. Kermit the Frog just sent a report to us, Radio Moon News, the station you count on for the latest news, announcing to the world that Bert from the famous children's show Sesame Street has actually sent his best buddy Ernie to psychiatry. Kermit told our network that this took place last night. It was a tragic event. We advise our audience not to allow their young children to listen to this newsflash. Apparently, Ernie was eating a lollipop when Bert called the ambulance. Apparently, the ambulance took him straight to psychiatry and put him in a hospital gown, gave him a sedative, and asked him to count to 10. But Ernie could only count to 5 before falling asleep due to the effect of the sedative. At that point, Bert was to take Ernie back home and give him his medication 10 times a day. Kermit says that all the Muppets on Sesame Street are terrified. This is Catherine Sanders for Radio Moon News.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. So we've come a long way since the beginning of the pandemic, and sometimes it can be hard to remember what life was even like 6 months ago when this all began. Luckily, we have Radio Moon member Noelle, who recorded this next piece on April 27th, 2020, right at the beginning of the lockdown experience. So this is what Noelle had to say back in April.
Okay, I want to talk about the coronavirus. I'm wondering how people are handling it at this level. I hope that they're coping and they're keeping themselves informed about the coronavirus and what it does and the ways to prevent it, such as washing your hands when you come out of the outdoors and washing your hands again before you go out into the outdoors. That's it. I hope that this will all be over real soon.
Thank you so much, Noelle. That was Radio Moon's own Noelle, reporting back in April 2020, his thoughts and his view on what was happening with the coronavirus at the time. On that note, here's Nine Inch Nails telling it like it is with Every Day is Exactly the Same.
Exactly.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. One of the biggest learnings we've all had around the pandemic has definitely been around technology. Many of us are doing things on the computer that we've never had to do before. Radio Moon is no exception. So next up on the show, we have a short skit by Ingrid and Peter all about the terrors of technology.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Another day, another business meeting. I can't take this. I can't take this Zoom meeting thing. All right. Well, at least he gave me the login number, whatever it's called, the password. I'm in.
Hi, Ingrid.
Oh, Pete, you're there. Good, oh, thank goodness you're around. Oh, Pete.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do that thing in the box at the bottom. How do I get in there? I think it's called chat or something.
Yeah, you just go to the bottom of the screen with your mouse and open your eyes. It says chat.
I don't see.
Only four letters.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay, there. Okay, now I see it.
Good job. Oh,
you're right. It does do that. Now, how do I get the reaction? Because, you know, sometimes I have a reaction to things.
Well, it's down on the bottom. There's only two reactions, either clap or give it a thumbs up. I guess they figure you're a pretty rosy character, like me.
Well, there. I'm not liking your attitude.
But don't make me come over there, because we'll both end up arrested.
Listen, I just want to know how to get out of this room, okay? Just tell me how I'm supposed to exit this room and get out of here.
If you go over to this, to the right of reactions, it says leave. That's it. It's simple, you know. Let's blow this pop stand. Let's leave. You just click on that and you're out of here.
Well, I'm leaving because I'm not talking to you anymore. That's it.
Oh boy.
And now, here's another groundbreaking news flash from Radio Moon News. This just in. About 2 hours ago, Bert took Ernie for occupational therapy. The therapist, also known as Guy Smiley, tested Ernie and discovered that Ernie can only count to three at this time. Dr. Guy Smiley has hopes that he will be able to rehabilitate Ernie to count to 10. The Sesame Street Muppets are worried. For Radio Moon News, I am Catherine Sanders, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Catherine. Up next, we have Ingrid with the 101 on the 19.
Is the virtual world good for our mental health? Well, let's see. Although social distancing has kept us physically separated, technology has been our main source of staying connected. Through things like text messages, emails, chats, tweets, virtual seminars, Zoom meetings, especially during times like this. I ask you, is this good for our mental health or not? Let's look into this a bit further, shall we? The world is living in the age of the great pandemic. Coronavirus, or as it's fondly referred to, COVID-19, an abbreviation of the name and the year, came into being. In the beginning of the first wave, people saw it as a temporary stall in society, an impromptu vacation, a time to catch up on things around the house. Then, there seemed to be no problem to speak of. People were quite content. However, as time progressed, things shut down, and it continued to stay that way for weeks into months. After a while, people got a little, twitchy. And that's the feeling that comes on when you have to COVIDize everything. You know, everything that comes in the house has to be washed. It's also that gut-wrenching feeling you feel when you're powerless to watch your savings dwindle as you have to live off them because you're not working enough to make money to live on. And it's also about, you know, trying to do homeschooling with inattentive children who would rather play around than pay attention, which makes you wonder why anyone in their right mind would want to go into a profession like teaching. And then you have to do the mental berating of yourself subconsciously for why you cannot enjoy and master these new roles that you've come upon. Oh, let's not forget the employer who doesn't realize that the whole world is in crisis and wants you to be a productive member and attend meetings and share your insights while your children are running around like crazy in the background. Okay, being at home and trying to attend a Zoom meeting with children running around can be difficult. What about if you don't have children? Okay, some people don't, but they have other responsibilities that come into play that also are very distracting. And if you're in your 40s or 50s, you weren't brought up in the technology age. You're taking courses here and there. You're learning you're learning on a need-to-know basis for a particular job. You know, you were quite comfortable in your office and sitting down with your friends at lunchtime. But now suddenly, you have to attend meetings online, hand in reports online, find obscure places like breakout rooms for private meetings. This kind of stress and anxiety has caused many people trauma. Even more people have experienced various levels of depression. People who have underlying medical issues have now become ill. Some with existing mental health issues have saw their issues amplified. One hospital said they saw an increase in their admissions for mental health problems since COVID-19 began. Wow, serious stuff, this COVID-19. But through adaptive coping skills, we can enhance our mental health and well-being by making active attempts to establish a sense of control in challenging situations. Adaptive strategies may include reaching out to others as a way of managing our negative feelings. Practicing relaxation and meditation and exercising are also forms of adaptive coping. Research indicates that activities such as yoga, dance, and meditation practiced directly influences our nervous system's pathways and subsequently produce anti-stress properties, reducing the physiological and psychological damage of loneliness and isolation. These types of activities decrease the stress hormones cortisol and boost our immune system. Such practices increase our joy and relaxation and provide your body and mind with a much-needed break. Moreover, many people of these practices are best conducted in group settings, which pushes you to engage when you feel like giving up and encourage a sense of community. Online learning is adaptive because it facilitates a sense of purpose and meaning, which is fundamentally beneficial to coping with stress and trauma. The ability to connect with others in real time, learn or brush up on a skill, to chat with friends and family are all available through at the same time or at different times in various formats on technology-related mediums. But if you develop maladaptive coping skills, you will discover that your anxiety and stress will increase. Maladaptive coping skills involve ruminating over stressful situations that you can do nothing about, staying stuck in negative thought patterns. These are things that will make you both mentally and physically sick. Another maladaptive skill is alcohol and drugs or medication used abusively. This could end in three ways: jail, hospitalization, or death. None of these are fun, believe me. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, listeners and non-listeners alike. It's up to you. What do you think? Is the virtual world good for our mental health? You be the judge. I am out of here.
Thank you, Ingrid. Up next, we have a song that touches too close to home during these social distancing times. I know you all wish you could dance with someone, but for now, we're gonna have to just dance by ourselves. Here's Billy Idol's Dancing With Myself.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a-dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, in the crowded lonely night, well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. So let's sink another drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd have the one to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Another drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, we have Ivana, who is going to tell us about some of the new daily habits and practices that she started during quarantine that she'd like to help bring into her normal life as things go back to what some call the new normal. What are those daily habits and practices that were good for us in quarantine that we'd like to keep? Here's Ivana.
My optimistic view of the pandemic, or changes I want to keep. Since the start of deconfinement in May, I've been getting back to an active life involving more people and keeping a schedule. This has forced me to appreciate some of my ways to adapt to the pandemic's confinement period, where I was home alone with too much time on my hands. No waiting rooms. Appointments by phone to avoid going to the doctor's office. Strangers keep a social distance away from me. Buses are less full. These are significant to me because I get anxious around people I don't interact with verbally. I am on edge. Spending time in parks, learning to appreciate being alone, replacing being busy, doing or thinking with observing what's going on inside me and what's happening around me. Having plenty of time to chat with friends normally busy working, learning to be proactive, planning to meet with friends to be outside. Great relationship building and fun. spending time chatting with some neighbors when we ran into each other outside the building. Developing a morning ritual of sitting on the balcony in my PJs, sipping homemade kombucha and then a nice coffee, looking at my neighbor's trees, flowers, and grass, watching my edible flowers and tiny peppers grow, enjoying tasting them. Being surprised and excited when my spider plants started budding, I must have watered them differently. Experimenting making kombucha and sprouting seeds. Keeping a schedule I entirely chose was rewarding. Eating great meals prepared by the staff at Ford House for breakfast. No need to think through what to eat early in the morning. Participating in several church communities. Building relationships within new supportive groups. Learning to hand wash clothes efficiently. Experimenting with the amount of soap to use so I wouldn't rinse forever. Discovering the best posture to avoid pain and tendonitis. Merging the task of washing with a mindfulness practice to relieve the boredom. Building arm muscles. Chatting with my mom every day. Most of these I've had to say goodbye to experience the experience or the feelings of having done them is a source of joy whenever I look back. I now have some deeper relationships as well as budding ones, and I am more open when I meet new people.
Thank you, Ivana. That was beautiful and inspirational. Oh, sorry, what's that? I'm just getting a special report from our correspondent, Catherine Sanders.
This just in. To those of you following the intense, heartbreaking story of Ernie and Bert on Radio Moon News, here is the latest the station just received by email from Kermit the Frog, who is on the scene. Things are looking up. Bert has apologized to Ernie for taking Ernie to psychiatry, and an apology took Ernie to a naturopath. The naturopath Bert took Ernie to see as a Hindu guru. He told Bert and Ernie that what they need to know is that Bert is Harry Bert and Ernie is Harry Ernie. And for the universe to balance, they need to be together. Ernie has left psychiatry and the other Sesame Street Muppets are feeling optimistic. For Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine, for that thrilling report. Up next, we're going to play one of the Moon Crew's favorite bands, the Cranberries. This next song was released on their third album, To the Faithful Departed. Here is Salvation by the Cranberries.
Because it's not that way.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to Radio Moon on CKUT. It's radio that's good for your mental health. Our next piece that we have is by one of our participants, Mary Lynn, who has written a very thoughtful piece about her mother. She calls this piece The New Normal, Celebrating the Gift of Each Ordinary Day. Here's Mary Lynn.
My mom would be 103 years old today. She was a highly respected career woman and later on an equally admired and loved Nana. Now that I'm a grandmother, I find myself thinking of her younger self more and more, and often catch myself using her expressions and am pleasantly surprised at how much of her has been stored in my usually failing memory. Which brings me to ponder on how this vibrant, avant-garde, adventurous party girl who had a passion for traveling and built an impressive and admired career in the hotel industry, how would this energetic woman have reacted to this new normal that would have prevented her from being free to do all the things that brought her so much happiness? It was always important for me to know what Mom thought. Even in her sharp tongue, often bruised my pride and ego. She rarely held back her thoughts and would express them freely to me. I admit that it took many years for me to realize that she was more often right than wrong. But out in public, she was on. She curbed her sharp tongue while dazzling her colleagues, friends, and family with the charm of a well-bred woman who excelled in public relations. She loved people and people loved her. She loved hugs and responded with a touch on the shoulders or a sweet pat on the hand. How would she have coped confined in our house with little human contact for such a long amount of time? Later on, when she became a widow and moved into an apartment building, she would get restless when cooped up for 2 days and would answer my call with, "Are you dead?" As if I hadn't called in ages. This woman still had a zest for life well into her 90s. She drove my dad's Thunderbird into her bingo and her bridge. It's the car that conked out on her before she did. Would Mom have been able to sustain the loneliness and of her freedom being taken away from her and activity restraints imposed on her? The thought of Mom knitting while watching TV brings me comfort. She knitted for me, my girls' friends, on and on. When I think of Mom, I also think of bran muffins. That's her go-to recipe. Her legacy to her granddaughters, who would joyfully make them with her. How would she have coped not being able to hug her granddaughters? How many bran muffins can a woman eat by herself? In her final days, and aware of the risks, I wonder if this strong woman of character might have longed for a hug and a kiss, and would have preferred a messenger of love to bring her to her eternal home, rather than a glacial, cold, inhumane goodbye. I wish to believe that in confinement, she would have found the courage to celebrate the gift of each ordinary day as I have. Since I am my mother's daughter.
Thank you, Mary Lynn, for that beautiful piece. Up next, we're going to be listening to a Canadian folk and country singer. We usually don't listen to this style of music all too much on Radio Moon, but let's see what William Prince has to bring. Here's William Prince singing Reliever.
More over than on, reckon the view that we have. No keys in your hand to the house that I swore I'd build by now. And the things that get you worried start making you louder. I'm in no hurry.
I'll calm you down. So tell me, are you trying to live to be the Oberon? Does it even matter who wins? Tell me everything that you get right on the inning just before it ends. Now you're a reliever. I'm your reliever. The truth gets louder and louder. The echo gets further away. Something here to be proud of. Pride always gets in the way. 'Cause you're foolish, you go right on after the thing that heals the ache. I don't blame you for always making the same mistake. So tell me, are you trying to live to beat the over-under? Does it even matter who wins? Tell me everything that you got right on the inning just before it ends. Now be your reliever. I'll be your reliever. So tell me, are you trying to live to be the over-under? Does it even matter who wins? Tell me everything that you got right on the inning just before it ends. And I'll be your reliever. I'll be your reliever. I'll be your
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT at 90.3 FM. Up next, we have our final poem by Catherine Sanders.
Carry the torch of good history. What happens when you make a mistake? It's better if you say you're sorry. Something always happens because of it. Carry the torch of good history. Say, let's get together against no one. The sun will come up and shine on everyone, I'm sure someday soon. But be careful about your ups and downs, because the sun can fall. Carry the torch of good history. Are you so tired? But you have to keep going. Sometimes you're wrong, and sometimes you're right, but you have to keep trying, which means learning. Carry the torch of good history. Don't turn a look down on the other guy. You should never flip that coin. Carry the torch of good history. Just get over that mountain. Even if you're too medicated to climb, and you should drop the torch of good history and then a fire.
Thank you, Catherine. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. So while movie theaters are a little passe in the moment, drive-in theaters are making a huge comeback. The passion pits of the past are making a return. So grab a friend and don't forget your car. Here's Passion Pit with a cover of the epic Cranberries song, Dreams.
Dreams.
Welcome back. We're nearing the end of this month's Radio Moon broadcast. Don't forget, we're back on Thursday, November 19th from 2 to 3 p.m. for another show. Thanks to our hosts, presenters, and everyone who makes this show possible. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget, you can listen to us online at ckut.ca.
So we are going to close out today's show with a little reminder, a little PSA, a little PSA song that hopefully will resonate with us until all this mumbo jumbo is over with. We're going to finish it off with MC Hammer's Can't Touch This.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and do? I think it feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funk lyrics. Fresh new kicks and pants. You got it like that, now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. Pull a little mention, so fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, I'm a white or a tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. You better get hyped, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Can't touch this. You can't touch this.
So you want to be a donor, but you've never tried. You've got to hit us up so you can fund our drive. You've got to fund our drive. You've got to fund our drive.
CKUT's virtual funding drive runs Thursday, March 18th to Sunday, March 28th. The theme is sowing the seeds of grassroots change. We're asking you now more than ever to invest in community radio. Go to ckut.ca/donate to fund our drive.
If only I could find myself, I would be all right.
Thank you.